This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This is called What's on Your Mind? Tell me. We heard from Leonard and Mandan last hour. You know what's on his mind? The economic harm done to his business at the hands of, are you ready? 176 days of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. I'm feeling Leonard's pain and a lot of others because I've talked to a lot of you, farmers and ranchers, who now worry about kids and grandkids and future generations being impacted by the fear that has been put in them because of what's happening here. And the lies and misinformation are unbelievable. Todd just put up a, shared a post here. We got that up on the K-Fire Facebook page.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, it's a photo shot of one of the agitators suggesting that it's of teepees, and the teepees are on fire, and they're saying, look what they're doing to us in North Dakota. They're lighting our teepees on fire and destroying them, and meanwhile, behind the teepees, a bunch of pine trees. You know, some
from
photo from somewhere else.
2014 movie.
Yeah, from a movie in 2014. Folks, just, I'm going to say it as plainly as I can. These people lie. They lie. They trade in lies. There's been, you know, the harm to the water that they're worried about is a lie. Because there's risk in everything. But, you know, the idea that it was put there and wasn't up north, everything. I can go through every allegation and find a lie in it. It's unbelievable. The things they've said about our law enforcement officers, I'm sick of it. The reputational damage done to good people that do nothing other than get up every day and try and do the right thing has been unforgivable. And it continued yesterday. So we'll get an update on that from Lieutenant Tom Iverson. We'll check in with Chris Berg from Point of View. Going to be checking in on, sometimes we debate. Maybe we might have to debate today. I don't know. I'm kind of in a debating mood if you hadn't noticed. And then the trespassing bill is in our focus. Don Shively will be here. Daryl Lease from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. We're going to talk about that trespassing bill. Many of you have had concerns about it, don't like it. I see it as common sense private property rights. I have to say I'm with the Farm Bureau. I really am. I'm with Don Shively on this. But others don't like it. Please call. For all of you that have called and objected to this, this is your chance to give us a ring. So please do so. We are brought to you this hour by our friends at Pipers. And that new North American Auction Center of North Dakota is coming up nicely in Steele, North Dakota. And the grand opening, not too far off, we'll be there for it. Looking forward to it. Right now, the folks at Piper are spending a lot of time at Midwest Farmland Seminars. And there is one tomorrow in Rugby at the Rugby Ag Expo. Find my friends from Piper. Say, Scott sent me. I want to know, what's the latest? Where are land values at? Where are cash rents at? What's happening right now? Good time to do that. Also, we'll be at the K-Fire Agri International, which is coming up February 15th and 16th, right?
14th and 15th.
I'm sorry, Tuesday and Wednesday. I was trying to remember. Wednesday is when the folks from the from Pipers are going to do their land seminar.
The perfect Valentine's Day dates.
There you go. That's actually on the 15th. But, yes, the day before we'll be there, too. Todd and I will be, I don't know what Maria or Carrie will have to say to it, but we are each other's Valentine's date this year. Duty calls, ladies and gentlemen, duty calls. Pipers.com for more on all of the seminars they're going to be at. They're going to be at a lot. They also have some auctions coming up. Check it out at Pipers.com. Always a lot of auctions going on. Machinery, real estate, land, 877-700-4099, 877-700-4099, and come see us at the Agri International, and the Pipers team, too. Should be a lot of fun. All right. Lieutenant Tom Iverson, North Dakota Highway Patrol, back with us for an update on the activities of yesterday. Lieutenant Iverson, thanks for taking the time for us today.
Hey, how have you been?
Well, I would say I've been missing you, but when you're on the radio, bad things are happening. So I haven't, you know, necessarily been missing having you on talking about bad things. But yesterday was another awful day, and so we need to spend a little time talking about this. We have some video of this up on our Facebook page as well. And I did talk to you and told the listeners yesterday that, you know, that this was a concern, and it had started with a few people and just kind of kept building. So walk us through the day. What happened?
Well, I guess, first of all, it's a little concerning or a little awkward when you say you've been missing me, but we'll roll with it.
Yeah, no, I hear you. That right after saying I'm spending Valentine's Day with Todd, you're right to have some concern. Let me just start the whole hour over. Start the whole hour over. Yeah.
No, yesterday, it was a busy day. Early morning hours, we became aware of a new camp that they were setting up off the west side of Highway 1806 on private property there, right up on a nice hilltop. And, of course, we just can't look the other way when people are breaking the law or trespassing on land. They know that we're going to have to take action and address that. So we gathered up some additional law enforcement officers, moved down to the bridge, and spoke two different times, kind of, in a sense, on a negotiation visit with them, one of them being Chase Iron Eyes, and explained that, hey, you know, we don't want to see anybody get hurt. We don't want to be coming in here making arrests. Just go back up there, take down your structures, and leave the area. Obviously, they refused. It was their intent to get arrested. And there were a large number of arrests, approximately 76 arrests yesterday. Now, that's a large number. Takes a large law enforcement effort to deal with that. And really, it's unfortunate that this had to happen. I mean, we're making some good strides with the tribe coming out saying that they're doing some cleanup efforts there. And we reciprocated and started removing some of the barricades on the bridge. And we really felt like we're making a path forward. But this rogue, radical group that is emerging from there is really creating some issues, and we need to address them.
Yeah, and a lot of that has been led by Chase Iron Eyes. I have been very disturbed by his rhetoric. This is a Democratic candidate for Congress in the last number of months, and now he is arrested, but also the lead organizer. But I believe more importantly, and I don't know if there's a you know, legality here that can be you know, wrongdoing in that regard. But, you know, when he's talking about war, when he's talking about warriors don't just stand behind a keyboard, warriors go to war, warriors, you know, have you been disturbed by his rhetoric, and is it illegal?
Well, I don't necessarily know the legalities of it. That will be figured out with people who know some more of the experts in that area with the state attorney's office. But yes, it is disturbing. Absolutely. It should be disturbing to everyone when somebody's suggesting war and really going on the offensive with the rhetoric and trying to garner support and bodies and direct action efforts. That's concerning when they're willing to go to that extent. Exactly how far are they willing to go? That's something that does concern us.
And he, by the way, is posting that you're terrorizing him. The law enforcement, DAPL, are coming to our side of the bridge to terrorize us. That's what he's been posting in the last number of days. And yet, obviously, yesterday was specifically to provoke. We have video of them saying resist arrest. I mean, they wanted it. Can you describe how dangerous it got for law enforcement yesterday, nose-to-nose, trying to round up 76 people?
Absolutely. When we started going across the bridge, we were met with a large group on the highway, blocking the highway, preventing us from, or attempting to prevent us from getting to the access road that gets up to that new camp that they're establishing. Now, a couple other things that were going on, other than a large amount of people up there, we noticed a lot of people with body armor on, with bulletproof vests on. I mean, what measures are they willing to go to that they need to be dressed in that? But, okay, I guess that's fine. Down in the side of the ditch, they lit a couple hay bales on fire, and then there was a white truck, too, that they lit on fire right at the entrance there to this access road getting up into the new camp. So we kind of slowly, methodically dealt with that group. There were a few arrests coming out of there from those that resisted and refused to back up. The majority of that group did back up eventually, but it took some time to get them to back up so we could clear a path to the access road. And then those officers held that line to allow additional officers to kind of make their way up the access road and deal with the other group that was at the top of the hill where the vast majority of the arrests were made.
Jerry, on the road, I-29, question for Lieutenant Iverson. Go ahead. Jerry, do you have a question for Tom?
I guess not for Tom. I can put it out for that. What I'm wondering is if there's some way that our government can make a new law to stop this paid protesting stuff. All of these bad protests all over the country, Ferguson, Baltimore, all of them, out there, Dakota Access, is all being the troublemakers are mostly paid protesters.
No, you're absolutely right, Jerry. And I thought there's more should be done on this, or at least expose it, for sure. I will ask Lieutenant Iverson the answer on that when we come back. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Carol Juven is back from Juven Tours to talk about the What's on Your Mind Best of Norway Midnight Sun Celebration. We're headed to Norway, folks, June 19th through July 2nd. 14 days, first-class tour, 12 nights in first-class hotels, breakfast, dinners, so much to see, so little time. Carol, this is going to be a good time, isn't it?
An exciting time in Norway. It always is.
What's the best part of Norway?
The best part of Norway is the fjord country.
The beauty.
The beauty of it is unbelievable.
And we see the people, too, right?
We will see the people. Believe me, with each tour, we make certain that you meet the people.
Folks, we'd love to have you come along. My wife, Maria, and I are hosting this tour, and the deadline is approaching, so now is the time to call. And, Carol, how many times have you been to Norway?
153 times.
The man is going to take us on this tour. Call Juven Tours now, 800-343-0093, 800-343-0093, and tell them Scott sent you.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Many drivers under age 25 are not equipped with the skills to handle adverse weather. This week's Safety Minute features Kelly Lieben, a major with the Burley County Sheriff's Department, discussing the importance of helping your teen gain experience driving in all weather conditions.
You know, as parents or, you know, even from the law enforcement side, I want to encourage people, especially when your young child is learning to drive, now's the time to expose them to as much as you can in that controlled environment. Even if that's just going to a parking lot on a Sunday morning before the store opens, but get them used to that ice, get them used to navigating where they have a hard time steering the car. I think, you know, that exposure and experience is crucial.
Help prepare your teen for all driving conditions. Enroll them in Alive at 25, a defensive driving course for ages 14 to 24. Register now at www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of the conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Our toll-free telephone number. You can always text Todd, 226-8503, or me, 367-2054, with your comments. And those are obviously 701 numbers. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we have the 855-200-1776 number. More with Lieutenant Tom Iverson, North Dakota Highway Patrol, talking about yesterday's rogue camp. The rogue camp, rogue protest group, was evicted from private property swiftly. How long did the whole thing take beginning to end, Lieutenant Iverson?
Oh, I would say a good 2.5 hours, I suppose, from beginning to end, maybe closer to 3 hours.
That's 74 people who are spoiling for a fight. That, to me, is incredible work. And obviously, as always, conducting themselves in such an incredibly responsible manner and showing great restraint. I mean, what did the folks on the line hear? What kind of treatment did they get down there?
Well, it's a lot of the same talk. It's interesting when we come face to face with them. It's almost like, in a way, it's almost like they're excited to see new people to talk to and try to spread their rhetoric to. You get a face there, and of course, we don't respond to it because it's a lot of it's just craziness. I mean, some radical thoughts and ideas and. Listening to that, it wears on you. I mean, it's unbelievable to sit and listen to that, but we need to make sure that we're exercising restraint, and our officers do just that.
The caller before the break was asking about, additional measures that can be taken, and your job is obviously to let us know what's going from a law enforcement perspective and not change the laws. But do you like the idea of that? Do you think that we should make some effort to say, look, when there's professional protesters, that there be laws, that there are different rules? Or for instance, when you get professional protesters, a big funded organization, that you can go to a conspiracy level or a terrorist level and keep them in jail longer. As a law enforcement spokesperson, is that a good idea to pursue?
Oh boy, I don't know. I do. Obviously, you can tell in my voice I have a little bit of a hesitation, just due to the fact that the right to protest is held so dearly by many people, and I respect that.
But that wasn't a protest yesterday, was it? I mean, most of this hasn't been a protest. I can think of, one time where they were up in the Capitol where actually, they said, we're coming and we're going to be there. Otherwise, it's been lawless, terrorizing activity. Don't we have to draw a line between the two?
Yes, I completely agree with that. However, making more laws for people to they're already violating a host of laws or have been through this entire time. So crafting a new law does not necessarily mean that that'll change their behavior and then they'll start following it because they're not following laws in the first place. So why would they follow a new law? But if it does have a positive impact, to law enforcement, to keep in our efforts of keeping people safe, well, then, yes, that's something we need to look at.
Given Chase Ironize's threats on Facebook, given his actions yesterday, in my mind, there's no way that person should be out of jail until a trial is complete on terrorizing charges or something like that. He should not be let out to get, this should not be catch and release and have these people continue to go. I know that's not your fight. That's Scott Hennon's opinion, but I believe it ought to be that way. Nadine and Wing, did you have a comment about a documentary you want to share with Lieutenant Iverson?
Yes. I was wondering if anybody has seen the documentary Riot that's been on, I believe, Viceland and History Channel.
I have not. Have you, Tom?
I have not, but I believe you're referring to I have been made aware of a show on Viceland having to do with the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. I've not seen it. I've heard that it is very biased and one-sided. But no, I haven't been exposed to it.
Yes, we watched it the other night, and there's two parts to it, and they refer a lot back to Wounded Knee, and like you said, it's very biased. They don't talk to anybody that is a landowner out there or anybody's other rights other than the Indians. And, I mean, we're not prejudiced, but I believe the media is not covering the true story on that documentary. I mean, I feel like poor Leonard, who had to defend for himself, nothing nothing has ever been said about that on this documentary.
Yeah, no kidding. Good point, Nadine. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Let's go to Galen and Bismarck. Question for Lieutenant Tom Iverson. You're next. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you. Galen Deplorable here, and I have a question concerning, like, what happened yesterday and what's been happening. And I wonder if, for Lieutenant Iverson, if you, with these protesters that are apparently getting paid, if they get arrested and they're breaking the law and they're getting paid, then there should be a fine for it. Even it should be an additional fine when they're saying they're it's their First Amendment rights to do this. It's not their First Amendment rights to trespass. It's not their First Amendment rights to destroy property, et cetera, okay? To me, when they do that, it's no longer a First Amendment right. But what I'd like to see is, and if it would help law enforcement, if the legislature, while they're convening now, would pass legislation where automatically you get asked if you were paid. And if you were paid, whoever is paying you will also pay the same fine. And from people who are breaking the law by doing these things, every time that they get hauled in again, they go up that hill again, then the fines are going to double. It'll be contempt of court. And whoever is paying them should also be the same thing.
Yeah, it's an interesting point, and I don't disagree with you, Galen. I think the question is better opposed to a member of the legislature. Texter says, why isn't the source of the money being sought after and choked off? If it's Soros, nail him hard. Put him in prison. Bring that involvement into light. I think that's going to probably have to happen at the congressional level, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I think the source of some of that money is being looked at, especially, you know, the GoFundMe account. On what level would more so be on the federal level. But it'll be interesting when it all comes out of where that money's coming from.
Yeah, those are the things I think, Galen, you're right. I mean, you're right to be thinking that way, and I think we ought to as well, because it just is, you know, I also think if you are terrorizing, you're breaking the law in the name of a quote-unquote protest that is not lawful, then why should we let you back out just to go back do it all over again? There ought to be an extended time. You're behind bars until the riot that you helped inflame is over. And hold them longer. So I'd love to see that happen as well. Do you expect, now that we understand the easement has been approved, it's just a matter of getting it here and construction restarting, are you getting intel that more of what we saw yesterday is going to be happening again?
Well, I don't know. If I could predict the future, I'd have a whole lot of money in my pocket. But I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I would venture to guess that there will be more efforts, and there will be more efforts to get more people here as kind of a last stand against the pipeline, especially if it does start construction soon. The tribe is becoming more and more vocal on this, that, hey, go home. We don't want you here, and it's a shame that they're not listening to that. Why? I don't get it. I don't get why you're not listening to their wants and wishes on that. So
yeah, that, unfortunately, the tribe, unfortunately, early on, the tribe brought these folks in, invited them to the party, and were used, and are now the victim of that as well. But it's a mess. It sure is. We're going to be glad you're on that wall, along with the other law enforcement officers. Lieutenant Iverson, thanks for the update. Appreciate it very much. Stay safe, okay?
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Take care. Talk to you soon. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings. Always, my personal favorite is the 4 for $4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
What's on your mind? Live from the state capitol in Bismarck today, brought to you by our friends at High Plains Apache. The Apache sprayer, I like to call it the businessman sprayer. You know why? It just gets the job done. It's rugged. It's got a great warranty. It is the best of the best. It really is. High Plains Apache is your Apache sprayer dealer in North Dakota, and they have locations in Mandan, right across from Bonanza. They're also just south of Fargo, exit 60, I-29. And if you stop and see them and need a part, not just for an Apache sprayer, but for any brand of sprayer, they've got it. They have the ET Ag Center with 50,000 sprayer parts now. Spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, the works, they've got them. They really do. But also, as we inch closer to planning, you know, get into the season here in spring and you want to stop and see them, maybe check out some of the new inventory, the used inventory. You can also find them online at highplainsapache.com. That's highplainsapache.com. Tell them Todd and Scott sent you. Next on the program, we're going to talk a little bit about Senate Bill 2225, which is a trespassing bill. And we are pleased to be joined on the program today by Senator Don Shively from Mott, North Dakota, one of the most glorious places in our great state. How are you, sir?
Very well. Thank you for having me here today.
You bet. Good to see you. And we're also joined today by Darrell Lee. Darrell's the president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. How are you, Darrell?
I'm doing fine. Thanks, Scott.
And, you know, it's not very often. Farm Bureau, Farmers Union, and Stockman's groups, a lot of folks coming together saying, we're in. We like this bill. So it's one of the reasons I've been calling this a no-brainer, that I really think is a private property rights thing and that makes a lot of sense, Don. But I want to start with a question that came in that challenging me on using that term no-brainer and some specific concerns and give you a chance to address that. And then we'd welcome any other calls, too, for either of these gentlemen on this bill, because I know a lot of you have brought questions up, and now's the time to ask them. So 800-228-0550 to do that, and go ahead and roll that question from the other day.
This is Bob Gregoire concerning Senator Scheibel's Bill 2225. I'm sorry, I probably handled it a little bit wrong, but your statement about it's a no-brainer is not hitting the mark very well, because his Section 5 repeals of current North Dakota Century Code 20.101-17, which is the code that governs posting of private land. He's repealing that, which means there will be no more posting of private land. That's a big sportsman issue, has been many, many times in the past, needs to be discussed, and there's going to be a lot more discussion coming up. So you need to look into that one. It's the last piece of his SB 2225 repeal of the section code of the century code dealing with posting of land. Thank you.
All right, so, Senator, before you address his specific concern on that piece, what are you trying to do here?
Well, he's correct. It's the gist of the bill, and it's also handled in Section 1, which just changes the verbiage, which says that all land is considered posted. The idea that having to post it is no longer in effect. So that's the portion for the repeal, but it's actually Section 1 where the language goes in there that changes from you have to have permission to go on to land is basically what it says. So that just what it says currently now is if it's not posted, then you can go on that land. And what the changes to it says that to go on anybody's land, you need permission. So it's that permission thing that's the gist of the thing. The repealer in Section 5 just reinforces that. So by
Why is this legislation necessary?
Well, first of all, it's a property rights issue. I brought it forward with that issue is that, you know, it's the intent that it's personal right issues, and it's a right that's given to personal property owners, and the idea of that hunting is a privilege, and I didn't bring this as an anti-hunting bill. It's just the philosophy of what I believe is personal property. I guess the gist of it has come from our little uprising down south here, South Amanda, and I think that has forced it to the issue, but it's certainly not the only reason. The idea of these people down there of having to their lives turned upside down and then not having any recourse because of such as this. And that's just a small part of it, but it's part of the part that gives us no recourse to go after the people that are actually on our land. I mean, and the idea is I got to inform people that I own the land and I don't want them, which seems absolutely backwards to me.
Daryl, anything you want to say related to the caller's concern?
Well, you know, Scott, it is a private property rights issue, you know. I mean, the protection of property and property rights is essential to the preservation of individual freedoms. It's the backbone of individual freedoms. You know, that pursuit of happiness, pursuit of property, pursuit, you know, our liberty, our life, all revolves about being secure on our property and knowing that we're secure in our property. The fact that you have to get permission to enter on to property is a pretty simple request. It's a respect deal. You know, it's also a safety deal. And, you know, it's a private property rights thing. It's not an anti-hunter thing. Yes, it got brought to a brighter light with what's going on down in Morton County, but that just brought it to a bigger stage of reality of times have changed. Society has changed. And with that, we need to look at our laws that are as old as what, you know, our traditional society was. When things change, we need to update. We need to give more security in property rights. And it is no way an anti-hunter bill because we, as property owners out there, farmers and ranchers, majority of us are sportsmen also.
I was going to say, they're one and the same.
So if there's any, you know, impositions being placed with this, guess what? We as property owners have to follow the same guidelines and courteousness and respect and safety awareness to our neighbor that owns property when we're going to engage in these things. And, you know, there's a lot of good sportsmen out there now that won't go on property even if it's not posted without asking. It should be the normal ethical thing to do. In fact, North Dakota Game and Fish, is one of their mottos is ask and the gates will open.
Don, any advice you would have for the pushback from the hunting community?
Well, yeah, I understand. I'm getting a lot of concerns that this is going to kill hunting in North Dakota, and it's not a way to, you know, to promote youth hunting. And I think the opposite is true. I think it begins with access to land. Access land in this state is basically by private ownership. I think to enhance that relationship, you need to know the owners. You need to get to know them, and you need to build relationships. I mean, the idea that just entering somebody's land because it's not posted correctly, you know, is not what builds relationships. I think, yeah, I think that getting to know the owner is an important part of that. And I think, you know, and I do a lot of hunting. I do a lot of allowing people to hunt. And I think it's that ownership and that relationship that you be, you know, be that, that really enforces that act. I mean, you know, the other biggest pushback is we can't find out who the owner is. And, you know, that's probably true some years back. I don't think it's quite as relevant anymore. I think there's technology available to find landowners. I mean, I think even products that are advertised on this show are software items or apps that, you know, it tells you where you're at and who the landowner is. And, you know, those are very, very fruitful. I have, my son uses them. And I mean, you know, like I said, not being able to find a landowner, I don't think is quite as relevant as it used to be.
Jason and Bismarck, question for our guest. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
How do you respond to people who say we don't post our land because we don't really like being, we don't mind if people go on, we just don't like people calling us in the fall because, you know, they like their privacy and they don't want their phone ringing off the hook all the time. I see this bill as affecting waterfowlers more than anything, where you're attempting to find a flock of birds feeding in a field, and the birds don't feed in the same field every night, so you get done scouting at night with the hope of hunting in the morning, and you're going to be making phone calls at night to landowners saying, there's birds feeding on your property, can we gain permission? I mean, you're going to kill field hunting if everything is posted.
You don't agree, Daryl?
Well, Scott, that's a question that I can directly from personal experience answer. And it happened this fall. I got good friends that come up hunting from Iowa, and they kind of depend on me to tell them who the landowners are so they can go get permission, whether it's posted or not, by the way. And they've texted me one day. I wasn't around. You know, they texted me, and they said, we don't need you anymore. And I go, oh, that hurts my feelings, you know. I go, why? And he says, there's an app called Onyx Maps. We're standing here looking at a field that's going to be great to hunt tomorrow morning. We got the guy's name here. We can look it up in the phone book, or we go see the neighbor and say, hey, do you know where this guy is? Which is all an opportunity for relationship building, too. And they go, this is great. You know, we don't have to call you every second to find out what piece of property we're standing by and who owns it. Now, personal experience on that, if you're out and those waterfowl, I'm a waterfowl, I am an avid waterfowl hunter, those birds are on posted property, you've got to make that contact that evening anyways. We make a lot of contacts in the evening.
What if they're on unposted property and that landowner is saying, I really don't want 10 phone calls every night?
What about that, Don?
Yeah, I agree with that, and I think it's possible that we could, you know, make available open, you know, hunters welcome, walkers welcome. We used to see them signs all the time.
You mean put a sign there so you basically got the permission?
Well, right, and the thing is, it notifies the hunter that the land is open. There's not restrictions on how often this has to be posted. And believe me, if there's a sign there that says walkers welcome or hunters welcome, hunter's going to find it.
But we've got to reverse now, putting the onus on.
Well, it's the burdenship of the burden where it is. I mean, we're burdened now with this, and I understand that. If people don't want to be bothered and they put up a sign once that says hunters welcome, I think that solves both issues.
Appreciate the call, Jason. I'm going to go to Mark and Harvey with a question. Go ahead, you're up.
I have a question about the conservation plot areas. Is that going to remain open or not?
Yeah, what happens to plots?
I would assume that their sign that says walkers welcome are, you know, open to hunters, so that access is there, and that's clearly defined. It's no other, you know, other restriction than that you know, that's private land leased to the plots program, so that's, you know, open to hunters. So, no, that would have no effect to that at all.
Appreciate the call. Let's go to Dave and Botno with the question. Go ahead, Dave, you're up.
Yes, I'm not really familiar just what protections there are for landowners when somebody does go on the land, for those who might, not just hunting, but look at an old building or something and trip and fall in a cistern or run a nail through their leg. Is a landowner protected in those? And I'll go ahead and listen on the air. Thanks.
What'd you say, guys?
There are some codes out there that do provide some protection for that, but we would hope that this would strengthen the ability for that landowner protection at the same time.
You agree with that, Senator?
Yeah, and I think the most liability for somebody that's on your land is if you're getting paid, then I think that liability goes up.
More coming up, folks. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Time for another conversation with Carson. Carson Wentz, a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 customer.
And you picked out a Hot Spring Spa specifically after that time at the showroom. Tell us about the one you picked out and why you chose that one.
I chose the Grandy NXT, I believe it's called. And for me, it was just, you know, I knew I'd have friends and family out here visiting and you name it. I just figured I needed a large one. And this one just had all the features, all the bells and whistles. And it was kind of a no-brainer for me. It's pretty cool. It's about as powerful as the hot tub I've ever been in. And, you know, it really helps me to recover. And it's just fun to sit in and be with friends and family as well.
What other products did you choose? The trouble I have going into hot spring spas is, you know, that you obviously look at the hot tubs and you pick them. And then you look around and, I mean, game tables and patio furniture and everything else. And you're just going, I want one of those. I want one of those. But tell us what else you picked out.
Yeah, I kind of did the same thing. I got pretty much a full game room from them with a pool table, a dartboard, shuffleboard, and even a big buck hunter video game, as well as some patio furniture and one of those table fire pits. So I kind of went big there, and it's been really cool. You know, for me, the game room is probably my favorite. The things you can do in the game room is just pretty cool. And so I got very fortunate. I got a nice Bison logo on the pool table and everything and on the shuffleboard. So it's pretty cool.
Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is the best. Come on in. They're in Minot on Broadway next to Ryan Chevrolet. In Bismarck in front of Sam's Club. In Grand Forks in front of Kmart on South Washington. And on 13th Avenue South West Fargo next to Spitfire.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What's on your mind live at the state capitol in Bismarck today? Is Chris Berg joining the conversation yet, or are we waiting for him still? Oh, he's on. Good deal. Chris Berg, who you can watch tonight, 6:30 on Point of View on KX4 or Fox Dakota West. You can also do that at 10:30 at night. And I'm hearing more and more every day from folks that are tuning in out west and checking things out on West Dakota Fox as well. So, Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing great, and I thank you, Scott, for having me on and letting me visit with your Western audience, with the big audience you have out west. I have them tune in at night as well. And tonight, Morton County Sheriff Kyle Kirkmile will join us about what's happening there with these DAPL protests. It'll be a good conversation for people out west.
What else are you doing tonight?
You know, West Fargo Chief Mike Wright is going to be joining us. We're going to find out if he's actually going to take the severance package or not. And if he doesn't, what's next? And just find out, man, how did you end up on administrative leave?
Yeah, that's a very mysterious deal. He's the police chief of West Fargo, and out of nowhere, all of a sudden was put on leave, and a lot of folks kind of scratching their head a little bit over that one. Not sure what to believe. Some people in the office are saying some things were happening, and hard to know, because it's a he said deal. So be interesting to watch that tonight as well. Take it all in, and of course Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer too. Stick around here. We got a hot debate going on. The discussion of the trespassing bill, Senate Bill 2225. Senator Don Shively from Vermont is with us, and your guest last night on Point of View, Darrell East from North Dakota Farm Bureau is here, Chris, so you're welcome to stick with us here and weigh in on this as well. It's a fascinating topic for sure. One texter just said that I'm from South Dakota, a landowner. I'm sorry, I'm a landowner, but I wish we had the same hunting law as South Dakota. It's a North Dakota landowner. Everything's posted. Want to hunt on the land? You do the research, you find the landowner, make contact with them. If you don't get the signs up right away, then everybody's all over your land, and it would be nice to know who's out there. So South Dakota is the same, Senator Shively?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what we're looking for. I'm not sure if South Dakota is written permission only. Ours would not be written permission, just permission, and I guess that'd have to be defined.
Got it. But how many states are doing do it like you're proposing to do it?
23, I believe, is the research I have, and then the rest of the states have all kinds of varieties of statute that have the posting requirements.
All right, up to northern Minnesota. Frank has a question for the guest. Go ahead, Frank.
Well, it's working fine in Minnesota, and it's the only people that really post there for it is a piece of wood, and they don't want everybody running in there because there's many hunters on this land, and all of the DNR land has posted open to public hunting. And I got in an argument with a guy in Fargo one time named Ed, and I said, well, you don't post the swimming pool. Can I go swimming there? And he thought I was crazy.
That's an interesting little analogy. Yeah, I'm bringing my suit.
And then he said, well, the CRP to subsidize it says throw the water in your pool.
I want to go to a coffee shop with you, Frank. We could have a good time. I appreciate the call. Well, thanks a bunch. John's on the road. Question for our guest. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, comment on this thing. I've got an atlas in front of me here, and one square or one township in here. And I can't find one square mile with only one landowner. They got as many as six different landowners, and there's 20 of them that are 40 acres or less. How in the world am I going to find all these guys? They live who knows where. This does not make sense for North Dakota.
Well, you gave us one example.
You got some of them that are trusts, and, where the heck is that person? You don't just drive down to the local farm down the road and expect that guy to own the land. I could walk around in one square mile and have to deal with six different people. It just doesn't make sense. It's not like...
All right, Senator Shively?
Well, yeah, and I guess if you have to walk around that section and there's six different owners, I think the six different owners deserve to have that... their right protected as their personal property. They should have the right to know who's on their land.
What I'm amazed about this debate, we forget about who owns this property, Darrell.
Well, and the thing is, Scott, it does come back to them private property rights and protecting them. But in answer to his question, there's opportunity to build relationship. There is someone that farms that land locally that may or may not have the jurisdiction to give a right to someone to go on there, whether it's in their contract or not, if they're just farming it and there's a landlord involved. But someone knows. And stop in, and when you stop in to visit with that person and ask them, guess what? That might open up some other gates you didn't plan on opening at the same time.
It's a relationship. Senator Shively, is there a timeline? So if you own the land, I come talk to you. Am I good as long as I've talked to you once, or I got to do it every year? Or?
Well, yeah. When my theory is, I make sure of that. Who I give permission to, it's this time for this day and for how many people. Because no, it's not carte blanche.
That's up to the landowner.
That's
though,
right.
There's nothing in the legislation about that.
There's nothing about
it. I got it. Chris, anything you want to say about that? I heard you trying to chime in there?
No, I have not spent a ton of time on this bill, although President Lees and I did get a chance to visit about it when he was in studio recently, and I think it makes sense of what's going on. I mean, right now, like you said to me, there's just not a lot of teeth in the no trespassing laws in North Dakota, and with what's happening here and our state growing so rapidly, that it'd be nice to know that you just mentioned, hey, that's my land. I own it. I want to at least have some say over it.
Doesn't seem too radical. One last call. Rosella and Bismarck, real quick, your comment?
Yes. Thanks, Scott, for a wonderful show. I'm a property owner, and I'm in support of the private property rights bill because I am a family of wonderful hunters, and I have provided land with plots for hunters. But, you know, in the 30 years, I've never had these hunters come out and say, hey, Rosella, I'll help you clean some tree rows. I'll help you plant some. Never see it.
That's an interesting point, Rosella. Very interesting point. I wish we had time to talk more about it. Call again. We'll be following this closely in the legislature. Senator Shively, thank you.
Thank you.
Dear Elise, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Vote soon on this, by the way?
No, our committee hearing's tomorrow morning, and probably be next week out of committee.
Sounds good. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
Mm-mm. Sure is some good gumbo when you come to the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. MBI Energy Services, a great place to work, invites you Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson. Taste testing starts for the public at 6:30 p.m. Live entertainment at 8:30. Tickets are only $10, and all proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. The 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off from MBI Energy Services and area businesses. Don't miss the fun. Saturday, February 18th.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.